Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
We spoke with winning trainer Danny O'Brien and now we congratulate the winning jockey, Craig Williams. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Andrew.
Did you have much sleep?
I had 3 hours.
That's not too bad for a winning jockey of a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, we went out for dinner and had some Japanese because I got a red light on Saturday. And so Japanese was good and I was able to share it with my family and a few close friends. And then we come home and I was doing a few drop-offs from our children's friends. Got home and put into bed at 11, I thought it was good. And then my daughter come in a couple of hours later and she had a bad nightmare, and then the cat followed her in, and then the guard dog was snoring, and then I said to, and then I woke up, and Mason said, "You've got to sleep," and I said, "Yes, honey," and I tried for half an hour, and then he goes, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to go for a swim," so I'll come down and have a swim, and then I started replying back to some messages that people took time out to send me, and it was fantastic, so it was a great day yesterday.
Craig, it was. Let's talk briefly about the race and then everything else since. But the decision to go forward on Thou and Declare, Danny O'Brien described it as the winning move. When did it go through your thoughts to do it?
When the gates opened and he jumped well. Well, Danny was great, and the owners, they didn't tie me down any instructions. The only thing Danny said to me on the parade was, well, you know, if you want, Glenn went forward on him and he was really effective that day and he won't over race. So they were great. And basically I went out and walked the track again and just covered that base, said there is no disadvantage to be close to the rail because the rail moved out 3 metres. The track had done a great job. The track had come up. And so if you were going to go wide and back, then we had 23 horses in front of us. And he was happy to go forward, and through my riding management, we've just been discussing about, you know, if it feels right to do these type of things and do them, especially in big races. So it felt right. And like I said, I weren't tied to instructions. Danny gave me full confidence and trusting the horse. And he was awesome on the day. Thou and Declare was just great on the day.
He was. Around the bend, people that probably back Thou and Declare thought, gee, we're in a bit of problem here because you're really appearing to be under pressure when Master of Reality, Frankie, said, righto, let's make this a staying test. But the stayer was your horse at the end because the last 50 metres when Il Paradiso was squeezing, Master of Reality was laying in, he seemed to surge again.
Yeah, that's spot on, Andrew. That's exactly what happened. When I rode him in the Caulfield Cup, I rode him in a gallop before the Caulfield Cup, I said the biggest worry for him would be second up 2400 and around Caulfield. And I can't wait until he gets to Flemington, Danny. And then after Caulfield Cup, when he was impeded in the straight, and then he still had the tenacity at the end of the race to then go home as good as any of them. And then he pulled up and didn't even blow. He's got amazing lung capacity. And then when I secured the ride, I remember coming home telling my wife, I said, we've just won the Melbourne Cup. And then we had to wait, I think, an agonising 12 days. I know you're on the pulse of it. And was he in the field? Was he not in the field? And then, wow. And then he drew the barrier. He did. But wow, he was awesome yesterday. And you're right, Andrew. He doesn't accelerate like the other horses, like we saw at the Caulfield Cup. And that's why I was trying to get him. I really tried to get him underneath me from the 800 metres because he had such an easy run. And I know he doesn't possess that acceleration, but he's tough. And then I remember changing my posture on him in the straight just to have him balance and not over push him, just go with him and encourage him. And wow, and the last little bit when he copped that pressure at the end of the 2 mile race at that level, you'd think horses usually collapse with a bit of pressure. You know, they don't have any more, but wow, he surged. He made it such a special day for me.
It was. Hey, there's 10 questions I've got here, but I know I haven't got that time to ask you, but there is one I've got to ask you, and I'm asking because I reckon lots of people want me to ask. We've all had dental work. I have. I've got crowns and things. But you mentioned, can you remember mentioning your dentist?
Dentist, yeah.
With Brittany?
Yeah. Well, I thought Brittany did a fantastic job, and she did better than me because, she's very professional. I got a bit emotional. I kept my glasses down for longer, but I know I thank a lot of people, but there's a lot of people to thank, and the 2.5 years that I've been doing my dental work, and that started when the horse broke his leg in the Mornington Cup.
It
started in Hong Kong when a horse smashed me and broke three of my teeth. And I remember having to drive up to Sydney for the Group 1 after riding at Moonee Valley the Friday night. I had people to drive
me.
My wife drove me to Adelaide for the Cup because I weren't allowed to fly. And I've been lucky because those dentists are highly professional and they always fit me in when I had a broken tooth because I'd never wanted to turn up. As I said, I'll get off all my rides if I don't feel comfortable having no teeth. I always joke because my brother barracks for Collingwood and I say that's what the Collingwood supporters look like. And anyway, but
that's enough of that too. You're talking to one, so just be very careful.
I'd vote for Richmond, so we're pretty happy. But anyway,
But
they do a great job, and I am indebted to it because I don't like needles and all the rest, and they make it good for me and not painful. And when I've got a smile and I'm happy to talk to people and smile, I feel good. And and so I am indebted to them helping out their schedule for my schedule.
I understand. Has it been everything that you thought one day if you'd tasted victory and you've now got the big four races? Is when you look back from 3 o'clock yesterday and winning the race, has it been everything that you'd expected it to be?
No, it's been better.
Yeah. Yeah. Just everything?
Yeah, it's just, well.
Is there anything that stands out or is it just a collective, this is just bloody marvellous?
Well, it's just, yeah, I'd say the well wishes, like they come from everywhere, like the people that you've met and everything else, and they relate to our greatest race. It's not a cliche. The race that stops the nation, it does. And I know because I've been happy with my CV anyway, and I knew it wasn't going to be a race that defined me if I didn't win it. But everyone asked, "How are you going?" Oh, great. 8 championships, international, great. I'm really proud of what, as a team, we've been able to accomplish in my 24 years of riding. But they asked the same question. But if you want to Melbourne Cup, and I have to, when I say no, it was just like, well, like I've never achieved anything. So it is that special, you know. Wow, I was born into a racing family and I knew nothing else than to dream of this. And after Danny O'Brien's team, Bounder Clare's performance, the people I have around me, wow, it's made a turn into reality. So it's really special, Andrew.
Yeah, it is. I can hear it in your voice. I know that you've done plenty of media this morning. We appreciate you coming on for our Sydney. Sydney and New South Wales listeners, mate, and it's fantastic. Well done to you and the whole team around you. I know you're very proud. You spoke of them in such a proud manner yesterday, and we congratulate you on winning the Cup.
Hey, I'll be a bit bummed if the dentist doesn't let me in next time for a filling, won't I?
The only thing you didn't do was mention his name, but whoever it is,
Paris and Gary, Paris and Gary.
Yeah, he did. He's done a fine job, and he should be very proud as well. Good on you, Craig. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much for your time, Andrew.